Well, we are now in hour number three, and you are listening to the Common Sense Show. I am your host, Dave Hodges. Katie Whalen has joined us. She's our health reporter. But Paul Martin contacted me today, Paul from revolutionradio.org, and great website, great stories, great news aggregate site. And Paul's been a storehouse of information for us since, probably for the past 18 months, since I've gotten to really know Paul well. And he said, I got something for you. It's fairly big, and it matches what I'm being told from another area. And this is what got my attention, because when Paul spoke to me today, he said the magic words that I had heard uttered earlier in the day. So, Paul, thanks for joining us. And our time is kind of on the short side, so let's get right down to business. You've got an anonymous source that's very, very well placed that says bad stuff is ready to happen, and this may supersede the geoengineering Armageddon that's coming our way. Paul, go ahead.
Hi, Dad. Thanks for having me on. You know, we've all looked at this Planet X for years, and we've had so many stories on it, it's really been hard to piece it all together. But then we had, you know, Bob Fletcher and his video, and he was on your show. Mm-hmm. And I had heard some time back that my source said they were planning, watching Planet X. And so I happened to have an eyeball-to-eyeball today, and they are, in fact, watching and expecting the arrival of Planet X. I don't have any timeline. The minute I get it, you'll have it. But it's the real deal. They just came back from the East Coast and from a meeting, and so it's the real deal. We don't know when. We don't know if the same sequence of events that, you know, happened the last time that the Planet X came by us, you know, things can change, but it is a real deal. I mean, we've been looking at all the underground storage facilities. We've been, you know, the stories, the pictures, the videos of the caves and where the truckers are backing in and loading stuff, and the stories from truckers telling us, you know, we don't know what's in the load. We just back up and they take it out. So, but, I mean, we've known for some time, and I have through my sources for 4 years, that something extremely big was going to happen. We just didn't know exactly what that big thing was. But my East Coast said, another source said earlier in the week, he said, however much food you've got, he said, double it. He said, how much ammo you've got, double it. He said, how much medical supplies you've got, he said, double it. He also said they're preparing, and this might just fit in, Dave, he said they are preparing for an event on the West Coast. So,
a terrorist event.
Didn't say what kind. He said he's just seeing the buildup for a major event on the West Coast. He did not say what, but it fits in with, you know, what I got today. So, like I said, the minute I get any kind of concrete timeline on this thing, you'll be the first to get it.
Well, Paul, you know, and we've talked about this privately many times, I have utmost respect for Bob Fletcher as a researcher. I think he's just terrific. He's proven himself beyond doubt through the years. I just don't know what to think about Planet X. I'm not saying I'm a naysayer. I'm not saying I'm a supporter. I'm saying I need more information. But about 2 hours before you contacted me today, I had gotten a similar report from somebody, and they said, Dave, we know you're not a big believer in this, but, and this is one of my more trusted sources, and they said it's something that we need to pay attention to. And I will tell you what I was told today, and I'm going to put this out here for people to digest. I was told the reason that you can't track the path, and see, this is where I've really been skeptical, and I asked this question: the reason you can't track the path, because we should be able to see it inbound, should be able to track it, and also something this size would affect the bodies around it, so you'd know of its presence by the gravitational effects it would have on other celestial bodies. And I was told that this is in and out of space. In other words, the operating hypothesis that these people were they're functioning on right now in terms of what they believe to be true is that Planet X is extra dimensional. In other words, it goes out of phase. It's in our dimension and it's out of our dimension. It's in our dimension, it's out of our dimension. Listen, I have no way of measuring this. I have no way of confirming this, so I certainly can't sit here and confirm this. But there is a reason why this won't go away. Now, it could be the next Y2K, but then again, too, I know some pretty credible researchers, Bob Fletcher, who are staking their reputations on this. What's your reaction to that, Paul? Have you heard anything about this being an extra-dimensional celestial body?
Nope, I certainly haven't.
Well, physics is one of my hobbies. And I called one of my friends, whose physics is his livelihood, which makes him much more knowledgeable than me, and I asked him a question, and I accidentally on purpose got it right. I said, seems to me, if this were true, if this event were true, you'd be looking at a black hole accompanying Planet X. And he said he's never been aware of us being able to track something like that in that fashion, but he said it makes a great deal of sense. And then this person I spoke with had an aha moment. He said, I wonder what the hell CERN is all about. And we had that discussion. Extra dimensional. Let's open up a portal. Remember they wanted to create a black hole, and a lot of people freaked out about it. I'd say watch CERN. If this is real, watch CERN over the next several days. Things might get interesting. So there you go, Paul. I've given you a little something to chew on here yourself for you to take back to some of your sources.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah, it was, but I'm in the big I don't know. We had Dane Wigginton on last hour, and what he was saying scared the living crap out of me, and he's talking about the geoengineering effects on the planet, and ultimately it's going to be an extinction-level event. I can wrap my mind around this. I fully understand. I've looked at the science. He's right on the money. I just don't know the time frame, and I don't know how much mitigation we can accomplish. With this, I just feel like I'm kind of throwing something into the air and hope something comes back down that I can identify, and hopefully it won't be Planet X. Well, Paul, thank you for letting me in on this today, as if we don't have enough things to worry about. I guess the Lord did warn us there would be things of danger, both seen and unseen. So this might be one of the unseen. So, Paul, thanks for joining us, and I will catch up with you soon, my friend.
All right. Hey, thanks, Dave. Y'all have a great show.
Thank you. That's Paul Martin from revolutionradio.org, and I would encourage you to visit his website often. He is kind enough to carry my articles, but he's got a whole plethora of articles out there if you want to be well informed.